Exhale. Last one, big breath, inhale. Out your mouth, let it go. Bring your shoulders up to your ears, inhale. Exhale, roll them down your back. Let your heart crack open just a little bit. My favorite poet, Rumi, says, "The wound is where the light enters." So if you picture this white light, maybe a little bit of gold tinge, like coming right up from above you into the top of your head. I like to think of it as like honey, glitter, shimmer, warm, encasing you, streaming down the sides of your ears, down your neck, down your shoulders, down your arms, like really, really embracing you, encasing you down your elbows, forearms, wrists, hands. Maybe it gets a little bit stuck in between your fingertips, palms, under your arms, down your hips, down your waist, down your thighs, down your knees, streaming all the way to the floor and maybe getting stuck between your toes. So you're laying, you're basking, maybe standing in this honey. Breathe in, big breath, inhale. Exhale, let it go. Now I want you to focus on the space right between your eyes. So that third eye, that knowing. And think about this idea of trust. Trusting your knowing, your higher self, your higher knowing. Breathe in. Exhale, let it go. Anything in the way of that trust. Now focus on your eyes. Your eyes are closed lightly, right behind your eyelids, as if you were to see through and be able to see what you can trust, what feels safe. Breathe in. Exhale. To your ears, that hearing, that knowing, knowing what you can trust when you hear it. Big breath, inhale. Exhale, let it go. With every breath in, fill all the way up. Every exhale, sinking into this idea of trust. Focusing on your mouth, speaking words in trust and integrity. Breathe in. Exhale, let it go. That stream of honey coming down your throat, coating it with trust. Expressing yourself in trust without fear of what is received, what isn't. Breathe in. Empty. Focus on your shoulders. Bring them up to your ears. Inhale. Roll them down your back again, opening a little bit more. Cracking that heart open a bit more. Attention right on your heart. Maybe there's a little bit of a crack. See that honey, that glitter, that gold just encasing your beautiful heart with this sweet honey gold liquid light love. When you breathe in, I want you to feel your heart expanding. When you breathe out, I want you to hear your heart expanding. Trust. From that heart space. So really picturing this big, big, big heart, like a lion heart, courageous. Making decisions from your heart and trust. Trusting your higher self from that space between your eyes, connected to your heart. Breathe in. Exhale. Focusing on the space right below your heart at the top of your rib cage. So the solar plexus, this is the Manipura chakra. The color is yellow gold. You can put your hand there. This is the confidence center. Breathe in, let it expand. Breathe out, let it go. Trusting yourself in confidence. Trusting yourself that you know. Trusting when you don't know. To not get lost in anxiety or rush or force or fight. To just allow it to sit. To simmer. To reveal itself when you're ready. Breathe in. Exhale. Let that stream come right down in the middle of your rib cage to right on top of your belly button, maybe through your belly button, like a ring of yellow gold right around your belly button. Into that gut, that brain, that second brain, that first brain. Breathe in. Breathe out. Maybe both hands on your belly. Breathe in, let it expand. Exhale, let it go. The ability to trust your gut. To trust that feeling when it comes up, like when to go, when to stay. Not getting stuck in your head, in your mind, in your ego, but trusting that strong intuition, that feminine intuition, that knowing, that feeling. Breathe into your belly, out your mouth. And I want you to find that seat, so where your tush meets the ground, your root chakra, that grounded energy, where our ideas are born from. And I want you to like snuggle a little bit more in that space and sit upright so your spine gets elongated, shoulders up to your ears. One more time, feel the length in your spine, roll them down your back. Feel the weight in your tailbone. Maybe move your torso around, like get into your hips a little bit in your seats. Find that flow. Trusting this grounded energy. Because the ideas, they come through the mind, the top of our head, the brain. But they're born through our rootedness, our groundedness, our stillness, our knowing. Our rootedness, our trust from that grounding place. Breathe in. Exhale. On your next breath, I want to fill your body up. And then as you breathe out, feel your body getting more grounded. Exhale. One more time. Breathe in. Exhale. And I want you to say to yourself, I trust myself too. Fill in the blank. Maybe it's to know. Maybe it's to be. Whatever it is, I trust myself too. Breathe into your heart to empty. Breathe into your gut to empty. Breathe into your third eye to empty. Breathe into your throat to empty. Just in silence, see if you can feel into your trust. I trust my capacity. I trust my ability. I trust my higher self. I trust my knowing. I trust my body. Big breath in. Exhale. I trust I'll know when to leave. I trust I'll know when to stay. Big breath, inhale. Exhale. Back to the top of your head. Feel that yellow gold light shimmer, that steady stream pouring at the top of your head, down the sides of your head, down your shoulders, down your arms, wrapping under your arms, down your torso, your hips, your waist, thighs, knees, shins, feet, sticky. Big breath in. Exhale. Hands to heart, hands to belly. Spread your fingers wide. Sit a little bit up taller. Now feel your body. Inhale, fill all the way up with this gold light. Exhale out your mouth, let it go. One more big breath, inhale. Out your mouth, audible. Shoulders up to your ears, last time. Exhale, roll them down your back. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. How did that feel? I think self-trust is a muscle to flex. It's one of those things that we're born with. And over time, it becomes tricky, I find, to like really lean into that knowing, because so often either our mind or our ego pulls us out of it, or we ask around for opinions, which really clouds our judgment. Has anyone had like a very strong experience of that has shifted how they've operated something or a decision that they've made that they want to speak to? I'll tell you a story. Maybe we'll break open your stories. When I started Box and Flow, or before I started, I was so excited about the idea, but I was also so afraid to start my own thing that I asked everybody I knew what they thought of it. And to the extent that I was getting so much opinion, I couldn't like really form my own judgment. And I didn't realize at the time that other people's opinions were really just a reflection of their own experiences, because that's what we are. We're an amalgamation of our own experiences. And I remember sitting at Pan Quotidien on Bleecker Street in New York City, and I went to meet this fitness trainer. And I remember sitting down, and it was like someone took a needle and like popped me. Like it was just when I deflated completely. And that's when I stopped believing in my idea and my experience. And it was just like this really like big transition in time of like knowing and then like needing. Because I knew what I needed to do, and then I became too needy to even like follow through with my own dream. And that was just a result of me not trusting myself. So I don't know if this comes up for anybody else, but like Andrea, like the fact that you followed through with the lawsuit, like that's such a beautiful example of self-trust. So like I said before, like I bow to you. Or Yvette, I don't know how you started your company, but it sounds like you kind of just knew and you just went through with it. And maybe it wasn't that simple. I don't know.
I could say something about like, well, this is just very recent for me, but I feel like in general, I tend to have a lot of chatter going on in my head. And it's very hard for me to make decisions. Like decisions generally like paralyze me having to make choices.